Wisconsinians, that's what we call them, braved single-digit attempts to vote in yesterday's primaries. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a fifth were first-time voters. In a state where the race was one of the closest in the general election of 2004, the results yesterday proved to be exciting once again, especially when you considered who voted for whom. Wisconsin is the home state of Politico.com's Jim Vandehei. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Doing great. So Obama beat Clinton 58-41%. Who voted for him that maybe was a little bit unexpected?
It seemed like everybody. He did very well in a lot of demographic groups that Hillary Clinton usually does very well in. He did really well with women, winning almost half of the vote, doing very well with low-income voters. And he did the same, I believe, in Virginia as well. Earlier in the campaign, Hillary Clinton was consistently winning anybody who had a salary underneath $50,000, mostly, I think, because of her emphasis on economic issues. So I think the big bad news of yesterday was not just the loss for Hillary Clinton. It was sort of the breadth of the loss, the fact that he is now able to win virtually every single demographic category. She did well with senior citizen females. And it's about the only group where she did really, really well. And that does not bode well, because if you look at Ohio, Ohio's not that radically different from Wisconsin demographically speaking. So it would suggest that Obama could do very well there. And in fact, there's some demographic groups that look trend even better in Ohio for Obama than they did in Wisconsin. And Texas by no means is a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton either, because recent polling shows it pretty darn close.
So was there anything particularly Wisconsinian about the results?
Well, there was, in that what Wisconsin has always had this independent streak, loves the sort of reformer message, loves to march to a slightly different beat. I think what was really interesting, and I think it a little bit misleading, because I think the same thing happened in Virginia, is I do think there's a lot of independent or Republican-leaning voters who didn't want to vote for McCain because they think he either wrapped up the nomination or they're frustrated with his conservatism. And they voted for Obama in these open primaries. And I think that really is one of the reasons that Obama's beating Hillary Clinton at least 2-1 in most of these states among independent voters. The question is, would those voters actually vote for Obama in a general election? Some might. I think some wouldn't.
Yeah, so that's been sort of one of the themes that his campaign has been trying to drive home, that maybe he can bring over some Republicans. The theme that her campaign has been trying to drive home is that, look, Barack Obama might be a stunning campaigner and this great speaker, but words are nice, action is a better theme. It doesn't seem to be getting traction so far. Do you anticipate she's going to stay with this theme through March 4th?
It's hard to figure out, like, what other theme could she adopt. There's not enough time now to really change the narrative of the campaign. There's not some magical slogan that will suddenly have people rethinking their support for Barack Obama. I think she genuinely feels this. I think she genuinely feels that he's not ready to be president, that he does not have any substance behind the style. But the verdict is in from the voters, and they seem to like his style. They seem to like what he's saying in the campaign trail. It's the reason, 15,000-20,000 people are showing up for a lot of his events. And, barring some sort of game changer, and I just can't imagine what that would be, it's hard to see how Hillary Clinton pulls this out. She's now way behind in the overall popular vote. She's lost way more states than he's lost. And she's way behind in pledged delegates. So even if she were to win Ohio and Texas, it's still kind of hard to figure out the route to how she gets a nomination. If she loses one of those two, it's all over.
Well, it seems that John McCain has done that math a bit himself, because at this point, McCain and Obama have already started to take some mild shots at each other. And this narrative seems to be McCain touts his experience, again goes with the Obamas to green to lead. Obama touts his vision and says McCain represents the past and politics as usual. So Jim, should we just pack it up and go on vacation, because that's the way it's going to be till November?
I think it's certainly going to be the way it's going to be for a couple of months. There's no doubt that Republicans are eager to contrast McCain's foreign policy experience and just broader experience against Obama. I don't think that's a winning message. I do not think that if he focuses on security alone and says, I'm the guy who can keep you safe, and this guy is just all is all style and all rhetoric. I don't think that that's necessarily a winning message. He's going to have to move beyond national security and beyond Iraq, because people don't want to talk about Iraq and foreign policy for the next 5 or 6 months. They want to know, what else are you going to do to help us if I'm losing my home because I can't afford my adjustable rate mortgage, which just got locked up, you know, a percent or two higher. They want to know how you're going to help fix the economy when there's so much, so many jitters right now in the economy. How are you going to help me find a job when the unemployment rate is starting to tick up? He's going to have to figure out a way to address that. And there's no doubt, I mean, he's admitted that his big weakness as a candidate is he's not great on the economy. Well, he better get great on the economy, because I think the economy is going to be a huge issue in this campaign, undoubtedly.
Jim VandeHei is the executive editor of Politico.com. Always nice to talk to you, Jim.
Oh, yeah. See you.
Oh, yeah. See ya. You betcha. Go Badgers.
Hey, stay with us. Coming up on the show, a Serbian reaction to Kosovo's declaration of independence, and a check-in with Laura Conway on the blog, and a lovely song from Ingrid Michaelson. She was in BPP Studios, and we're going to bring her back to perform a song that she did when she was here. We'll play that for you. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.